Coming up this week on Texans Huddle, with 2 weeks of training camp under their belts, the Texans hit the road to Minnesota to unveil a few of their new tricks.
With the catch and the touchdown! My goodness!
We'll break down the first win of the year as well as the latest news after the return to the training camp grind. Plus, we'll catch up with the man who will be taking the snaps with the twos against the Dolphins. Texans Huddle starts right now.
This is Texans Huddle, brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. Amegy Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans. And by Texas Emergency Care Center, any emergency, day or night, ready or not, we are. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into a very special edition of Texans Huddle, coming to you from Minneapolis, Minnesota, the Mall of America Field. Patty Smith, joined by General Manager Rick Smith. And boy, Rick, this has got to be an exciting night for you, an off-season with draft picks and acquisitions, OTAs, training camp, kind of all culminating for you to get your first look at what you've accomplished here.
Well, it is. It's a lot of work during the off-season, obviously, like you mentioned. And the guys have worked extremely hard over the course of training camp and the off-season, so I'm looking forward to watching them compete against someone else.
So from your perspective, what do you look for? What are you most excited about seeing tonight in this first preseason game?
Well, you look for the young guys in their first competitive environment and how they handle themselves, how they compete, and how they can execute. And that's the biggest thing. We want to play clean football, and most of all, from my perspective, we want to come out healthy.
How much of a difference will you see? Obviously, you're out there every day at training camp. You kind of made evaluations and kind of know what you've seen so far, but now that they're actually in game time situation, how much of another step do you take in evaluating these players?
Well, it's another element to the evaluation process, because you can only evaluate so much on a practice field, and when a guy is turned loose and let free, how can he go out on the football field and execute? And that's the thing that separates the great players from the good players, and the good players from the guys that can't make it in our league.
All right, well, we will see who gets separated and how this all plays out as we check out all the highlights in this week's Texans Rewind.
Following their second straight appearance in the divisional round of the playoffs, and after more than 6 months of analysis, conditioning, and reloading, the Texans are ready to take the field again. It's the preseason opener, and it's about time.
It didn't take long to show the coaches, the front office, and the fans exactly what they were hoping to see, and that was, of course, the athleticism and potential of first-round pick DeAndre Hopkins.
Gets the snap, airs it out long down the right side, and DeAndre Hopkins with the catch and the touchdown! My goodness! DeAndre Hopkins, welcome to the National Football League.
The Vikings played a man-to-man, and in the second quarter, T.J. Yates took advantage, going 13 for 21 with 151 yards and launched a 34-yard pass into the end zone that Hopkins came down with for the score.
T.J. put the ball where it needed to be. I got to give all the thanks to my quarterback. He put it where it was being. I just made came down with the play.
He's shown to everybody all camp long that he'll go up and get that ball for you. Luckily we got the right coverage and just threw it up, and he made a heck of a play.
That, of course, was the highlight in the Texans' 27-13 win over the Vikings. But Gary Kubiak liked what he saw from a few others as well, starting with nose guard Earl Mitchell, who dominated with a sack and three tackles for loss in a Vikings first and goal situation.
Hand off Gerhard, wrapped up in the backfield by Earl Mitchell, who's having a night.
I just tried to take advantage of what they was giving me, I was just pretty much just playing, firm and just being a little bit more comfortable, and it's my third year, so I'm definitely doing what I can.
What was it like being that dominant in that stretch?
It felt good. They were definitely giving me some opportunities to make plays, and I just capitalized on it, so that was all I could do, and that's what I did.
Case Keenum also not only held his own, but played outstanding, going 13 for 18 with 125 yards and a touchdown, his first ever in the NFL.
Fakes the give, throws to the right side, hits LeStar Jean. He takes it across the goal line. Touchdown, Houston!
It was a lot of fun. It was fun playing football tonight. It's been a long time since I've gone out and operated and moved the offense like that. And I thought the offensive line did a heck of a job playing during the second half and the whole time really, but the second half when I was in, I know we were able to run the ball really well, and that always helps a lot whenever you can run the ball like we did tonight.
And the battle for the third running back spot tightened up with strong performances from Sierre Wood and Deji Kareem.
That's just a little bit of what I can do. It really didn't take me that long to get started. I just wanted to go out there and just prove, I could play this game with everybody else.
We did not run the ball very good in the first half, nor very much. But we didn't run it very good. But we got going a little better in the second half. I was impressed with some of the things Sierre did. And then DG coming in there at the end, and Graham gets a few. There's some things we got to work on. I want to see Dennis a little bit more in our return game and some of those things. But for the most part, it was a good start.
As is expected in any preseason game, let alone the first, there was plenty of room for improvement, most notably in the secondary and last year's Achilles heel for the Texans, special teams.
There's some things special teams coverage-wise we weren't very good in the first half. Our return game, I think, obviously we didn't expose Keyshawn to anything we were doing tonight, but, that's got to pick up, and we believe, we have a lot of confidence in Danielle, but trying to look at some young players, we may look at Easy next week doing some of that too.
This one is over. The Houston Texans begin the preseason with a 27-13 victory over the Minnesota Vikings.
All right, we have to take our first time out here on Texans Huddle, and that'll wrap it up from Minneapolis. Right now we're going to head back to Houston. Mark and I will be back with much more after this break. Stay with us.
Best and worst part of training camp?
Oh, man. The worst part of training camp is the weather, to me. The best part of training camp... best part of training camp. That's like an oxymoron. Maybe the food. They have pretty good food. It gives pretty good food during training camp, so I'll go with that.
Good answer.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle, back here in Houston with the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. Mark, we saw some of it in the rewind, but go ahead and take us through what you liked, what you didn't like, what you saw in Minnesota.
Isn't it good to be back? I was chilly, brr, in Minnesota. Now we're back in nice, warm Houston, only about 100 degrees today. I really liked what I saw, Patty, because, yeah, they got off to a little bit of a sluggish start, trailing 10-3, but then they got it going on, and the Texans scored the last 17 points of the game in the second half. I like it when all levels of the depth chart performed pretty well in a preseason game, and that's what you saw with Case Keenum coming off the bench, leading the team to two touchdown drives. T.J. Yates a little shaky early, but he finds DeAndre Hopkins with that 34-yard touchdown pass, and Matt Schaub went 5-for-5 to open the game. I know it was only a field goal. You wanted to see a TD, but I'm watching a lot of preseason football, and I see a lot of number one offenses punt on their first drive. So I'll take it. Now you move on to game two.
How about Earl Mitchell? What a beast was he?
A beast! Three backfield blasts for Big Earl, who's in a contract year, so he wants to show out. I think Earl's going to have a nice season. You have J.J. Watt and Antonio Smith on each side of him, and that opens things up for Earl. Oh, if he does draw a double, it opens things up for J.J. or Antonio. So that three-man front for the Texans looks primed.
Well, we touched on a little bit again in rewind, and that's the third running back situation. Yeah. Deji Kareem looked good. Sierre Wood looked good. Just sort of your thoughts on how that's playing out.
I think Dennis Johnson still has some goods, too, that he wasn't able to fully display because the holes didn't seem to be there. He had one really nice pop, but you didn't see a lot of other stuff. I still think that he's got an edge over these guys, although Wood, and we talked about it last week, Patty, when the lights go on, one of those bullets flying situations, all the cliches, he seems to be one of those guys. He came to play. Andre Ware, during our game broadcast, said he thought Deji Kareem fits the system better than any of the other guys. So it's anybody's guess. I still think this thing is pretty much open, but I would still give the slight edge to Dennis Johnson.
All right, well, training camp is still going on. Practice just wrapped up behind us for the day, but some news and notes going on. We've got some Ed Reed things. We've got some Arian Foster. Get us caught up on what the news is.
Boy, Ed Reed just will not go away. Oh, wait a minute. He did go away. He left camp and is working out with a rehab specialist who knows about his hip and knows him, and they know each other, and they're going to try to work this thing out away from the Texans facility, and we'll see. Ed Reed will be back very soon. Gary Kubiak was very explicit. It's not a setback. This is going to actually help speed things up. So let's hope for the best. Arian Foster still not practicing. You still have a few weeks left till the opener, but you got to see Foster sometime soon if you expect to see him against San Diego on opening night. And I think here's a little good news for you. Devere Posey, is he going to be on PUP when the season starts? He's on active PUP right now. If they pull him off and he practices, they can't put him back on. So it's either IR or making the 53-man roster or get cut. He's not going to get cut. I think this is a really positive development. Let's see what Devere can do. And they're going to make a decision sometime next week about possibly activating him.
Okay, Wade Smith and the knee, that kind of snuck up on us.
Yeah, it did. It did. The knee problem for Wade Smith, had it scoped. He's going to be out a few weeks. That's my assessment anyway. Ben Jones comes in, plays a solid left guard, played right guard last year. He'll be fine. He was sick one day of practice this week. But you also have David Quisenberry, sixth-round draft choice, who can play tackle or guard. I think he'll be okay as well. You're fine there. Wade's going to be back. None of the injuries, Patty. Nothing seems to be half a season, a quarter of a season. It all seems to be stuff that can resolve itself at least relatively early on in the campaign.
J.J. Watt yesterday made a comment about, and he has before, we saw a little bit in the Pro Bowl, maybe wanting to play a little offense.
Yeah.
He's been taking some paths, making some great catch, one-handed catches on the jugs.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you want to see it?
Yes.
Of course, I want to see it too. But I don't know if Gary Kubiak wants to see it. What if J.J. Watt turns an ankle or something on some ridiculous offensive play? All of a sudden, Wade Phillips loses his mind. J.J. Watt has to play defense. Now, at the Pro Bowl, I was there. It's not the game stuff that was really cool. It's the warm-up that he was doing with Peyton Manning, who must have thrown 15, 20 passes to J.J. various routes. It was fun to watch. But I don't know if we're going to see it. We might see a play or two here or there, but you're not going to see like a whole package for J.J. Watt.
Okay, real quick before I let you go, Miami coming to Reliant on Saturday. What do we look for? What do we see from starters and kind of everything?
You know, I used to live there, and I was on the radio in Miami this week, and they said, oh, we've never beaten you. I said, yeah, we'd like to keep it that way. Now, the preseason they have previously, but in the regular season, no. We see the Dolphins all the time. It feels like they're in the same division. You're going to see the starters for, I think, about 20 snaps in this one, and however that plays out, we'll see. But most of the first half, and then you see Case Keenum in all likelihood be the second quarterback in. We're going to hear from him in just a bit, but he's been doing pretty well in practice. It'll be interesting. The second one and the third one are certainly the best ones when you're looking at preseason games.
All right, we have to take a timeout here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. As Mark said, I will be back with Case Keenum after the break.
Fakes the give, throws to the right side, hits Lestar Jean. He takes it across the goal line. Touchdown, Houston.
It was cool. You know, it was special. The play wasn't all just incredible. It really wasn't even a good pass, but the drive leading up to it was nice, and it was a lot of fun finally moving the football down the field with offense.
I think Case has come a long way. That has nothing to do with TJ not doing something. I think TJ's having a dang good camp. He's a better player than he was the last couple of years, but it's just a very competitive situation for us right now, and it's going to make our team better. It's making both those guys better. It'll help them in their career, but it's definitely making our team better, and there's a lot of confidence right now with our team when they see either guy come in the huddle that we can still move the football. So, that's a big plus.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle, joined now by Case Keenum. And a nice surprise today, the entire University of Houston Cougar team coaches out here watching today. That must have been kind of cool for you.
Yeah, it was very cool. It was good to see Coach Levine and, all the guys that I'd actually been working out with a lot of those guys this summer and played with a lot of those guys. So it was good to see those guys out here at a Texans practice, and, I hope them all the best this year.
When you were at U of H, did you ever have the opportunity to come out, watch the Texans? And if you did, how much did you kind of learn from that, and how much were you able to take back?
Yeah, we did. We came out one time when the New Orleans Saints were out here practicing kind of during training camp. So we got to come out and watch all the guys work. And you learn a lot. You learn a lot about the work habits of just, all the big-time guys that you see. And, now to be here on the other side of it, it's pretty cool.
Well, let's talk about this game in Minnesota. Obviously a nice game for you, some good numbers, but very demonstrative when you got your first touchdown there to Lestar Jean. Kind of take us through that and what that meant to you.
It was cool. It was special. The play wasn't all just incredible. It really wasn't even a good pass, but the drive leading up to it was nice, and it was a lot of fun finally moving the football down the field with offense.
One of the big topics of this whole training camp has been the backup quarterback controversy. We just talked to Matt Schaub about it, and he was kind of talking about where the two of you are. He says, TJ's got the advantage. He's in his third year. It's kind of when you start getting it, but he really praised you and the job you've done in just one year, getting as close to that point as you can. What does that mean to you?
You know, it means a lot. You know, I've got to take it a day at a time and, you know, really just take advantage of the reps I've got whenever I've got them, no matter who they're with. So that's what I'm focusing on. You know, I'm not trying to focus on anything else external, but going out and playing as well as I can.
So your expectations now with this Miami game and the Dolphins coming into Houston, as far as it pertains to you and what you will be able to show, the time you'll get and what you're hoping to accomplish?
You know, I've got to get better. I've got to continue to get better and continue to do the things well that I've done well and improve on the mistakes that I've made. You know, this week in practice is very, very crucial for that. But I'm looking forward to get out and going against somebody else besides our defense.
What are your mistakes? Or when you call them mistakes, what do you think they are?
You know, just being sharp with, you know, the operation of the offense, the checks, the pre-snap routines. But, you know, knowing my protections, footwork, being clean with my footwork on you know, different routes that I'm throwing, and you know, there's a lot of stuff. It's a long list.
All right, well, good luck. Thanks for stopping by. We've got to take one more time out here on Texans Huddle. Don't go away. When we come back, Mark and I will be back with the mailbag. Stay with us.
Texans Huddle has been brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network, Amegy Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans, and by Texas Emergency Care Center. Any emergency, day or night, ready or not, we are.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Time now for what I think is Mark's favorite segment, Mailbag.
Yes. Mailbag presented by the Texas Lottery. Houston Texans scratch-off game, play now. Is that good?
That was really good.
People hear me in those commercials, and I like doing them.
All right, let's get right to the questions. Joel from Missouri City wants to know about special teams. Wasn't impressed with what he saw against Minnesota and is a little concerned some of those things from last year may haunt this team.
I like the, if you hear the siren, they're coming to get the special teams and improve them. I like the 48-yard field goal, Patty, and we forget sometimes that Keyshawn Martin was a top five punt returner in this league. Now, what I'm looking at, though, kick returns, they got to do better than the 15-yard line, okay? They didn't get a chance much last week because Blair Walsh kicks it through the back of the end zone. And speaking of that, that's what Randy Bullock really needs to do. They were indoors last week, and he's got the leg to do it, so you need to see him kick it deeper, if not out of the back of the end zone. So, yeah, there is some stuff to work on here. They're not done yet.
All right, Lance from the Woodlands would like to know about DJ Swearinger. A lot being built up about him and DJ Swag. Wonders if the swag fell off a little bit after game one.
Well, that missed tackle against Zach Line on that 61-yard touchdown reception, obviously costly, but no one took it harder than Swearinger, and I don't think he's likely to make a mistake like that again. He just wanted to make a big home run hit. Instead, he whipped on the guy. Downfield, Eddie Pleasant missed a tackle, and you saw two other guys kind of get lost in the shuffle. You've got to figure out a way to be better in key spots. Third and long a couple of times was an issue for them in the game against the Vikings. Gary Kubiak pointed that out right away. That was an issue at times late last year. They've got to correct that. I think they've got the bodies to do it. You need Ed Reed, obviously, to play. Swearinger's going to be fine. He just needs to learn.
All right, Richard wants to know what Houston Texans are under contract or in a contract year this year, and how do you think that affects their play?
All right, do I play player agent here or the Houston Texans organization? Because, all right, if I'm Brian Cushing, I will sign, you know, obviously it's going to be a good offer. I'd like to sign before the season, thank you very much, because I just came off an injury-plagued campaign. Well, plagued, one big injury that knocked me out for the season. We'll see if he gets done or not. You know, maybe as you're watching this, he's done by now, because they don't sign people to contracts once the season begins, Patty. Earl Mitchell is another one. How do you gauge this? Is he going to be a superstar at nose tackle, or is he just a guy? And if I'm Earl and his agent, I don't know. I might wait, but we'll see. Earl does want to stay in Houston, you would think. It's his hometown. It's worked out very well for him. Garrett Graham's another one we don't talk about. Garrett Graham is an interesting player. He had a nice year last year. Is he going to be the kind of guy you want around for a long time? Well, obviously the answer is yes, but do you have the money to pay him whatever his market value might be after a big season? And, oh, by the way, Owen Daniels is not getting any younger, so it's pretty complicated. Those three right there, we can start there, and I think they'd like to get all three signed, but the coaches want to sign everybody. The reality of the NFL, though, is the salary cap, Patty. It makes things very difficult.
All right, Lacey wants to know that obviously everyone says the preseason games don't matter from a win-loss standpoint. Do you think they matter?
They don't matter. You know, you can go 0-4. The Colts have done it numerous times and had great seasons. But I think what happens when you get the second and third layer of the depth chart, those are the guys in the game at the end of these games, they want to show out. They want to show that they belong in the league. And you want to show that your program, your franchise, is developing good players and they're executing plays at all levels. So, yeah, I think it does matter from that standpoint. But ultimately, you know, the ultimate W and L. Gary Kubiak will say they want to win. Yeah, they want to win, but if they lose, they're not gonna cry about it. They just don't want to lose badly. They don't want their players to play badly.
Great stuff as always, Mark, but we are out of time.
What? I want overtime.
No overtime, but I will give you a little bit more time as we are preparing for our first preseason home game, which right. means you need to reinforce the bag policy.
The bag policy, it's got to be clear, ladies. And guys, taking your ladies to the game, remind them about the bag policy. I'm not going to say women forget, but come on, this is a new thing. Go to the game day page on HoustonTexans.com, click on bag policy, and learn more.
All right, we hope to see you out here on Saturday. If not, you can catch all the analysis, highlights, and we'll wrap everything up right here on Texans Huddle. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Great Friday here in the big city as we get set for Texans and Vikings. Go Texans!
It's go time, showtime, baby. Let's go have some fun, right?
Yeah. Help you, three. One, two, three. Help me.
Grow it up. Want to do all your life, man. This is what we've been waiting on right here, man. Go out here, man. Put your best foot forward, man.
Ah! Wake up.
We ain't hitting each other no more.
Yeah,
you gotta take it out on somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay, set the tone for how the season going to be from here on out.
It as he throws downfield, it's picked off. Shiloh Kao with it. The Texans have the football. Castle gets the snap. Here comes Brooks Reed, but Earl has the sack for the Texans. Castle play fake, steps up. Muhammad with a hit, and this is picked off. And Eddie Pleasant with it at midfield. Airs it out long down the right side, and DeAndre Hopkins with the catch and the touchdown. My goodness, DeAndre Hopkins, welcome to the National Football League. And here's Bethel Thompson, sacked as Braman pulls him down. And with the finish, it's Terrell McClain. Fakes the give. Throws to the right side. Hits LeStar Jean. He takes it across the goal line. Touchdown, Houston, to put the Texans ahead. Vandenberg fakes the give. He's in big trouble. He's sacked. Terrell McClain drops the quarterback. Keenum gets the snap. Hands off to Graham. Running left. Takes it into the end zone. One carry, one TD. This one is over. The Houston Texans begin the preseason with a 27-13 victory over the Minnesota Vikings.